Well, hello people, and how are you today? Now, you see in front of you a black office chair, not a gaming chair. I don't usually have a gaming chair, I have had them, but I find them to be over-expensive and not all that comfortable really, as opposed to an office chair, so I usually buy an office chair. Now, the last chair I had was a Dexter, which was okay, it was quite comfortable, but didn't last very long. And this chair, I don't know what make it is, I can't remember. It wasn't a cheap chair or anything, so, but I'd like to show you how it's worn. It's about 3.5 years old. Now, I do use it quite a lot and sit in it and do work, so surprising it's worn out, but I'll show you where it wears on this supposedly fantastic chair, but never mind, everything wears out. We all wear out, don't we? So let's go up to it and see. Well, first of all, you'll see at the front, it's quite cracked here, and is split here, and it's still usable, of course, but it's obviously going to go at some point. It's cracked over there, as you can see. Now, the back itself is fine, and the arms is another place. And this is the worst arm of the two. As you can see, the arm has gone quite bad there. As you can see, right, it's all cracked there, and this one is going as well. Right, now, the rest of the chair works fine. You spin it around and there's nothing wrong with the back and nothing wrong with the front. And it's, of course, it's got the levers and you can tilt it back and all that sort of thing. So it's still a good chair and still comfortable-ish, but it's falling apart. So I bought a new one. And here's the new one. Now, I don't know what make the other chair was. I can't remember. But this one is a cherry tree. I've never had one of them before, so we'll see how it goes. And it's material, this one. I thought I'd choose material, although it might wear worse and stain. I decided for something different. But once again, another office chair. And this chair was £139. So you can convert that to whatever you want. And I'll get all the pieces out and show you what all comes with it. I won't really, I'll show you it all put together, but I won't show you how to put it together, because these are very easy anyway to put together. You'd have to be, well, never mind. You'll be fine. Well, hello, and here's all the pieces that come with the chair. Like I said, I went with material this time on the chair, and the answer of the chair that was before, the black one, is obviously the same make. As you can see, the sort of pedestal is exactly the same. Everything looks the same, except it's in that material. So it's a cherry tree as well, the last chair. So let's see how this one works out. Anyway, let's show you some of the stuff that comes with it. You obviously have the back, and there's the seat. You have the two arms, the five sort of rollers, and the platform that sits on there. And then you have the sort of hoist and the up and down thing. And it does tilt back and forth as well, like the other one. If you can have a look, I'll show you on the back here. As you can see, it's got the thing. It's exactly the same as the other chair. So the other chair is a cherry tree, just like this one. And I'm going to put it together. Of course, there's all your bolts that come with it. And your Allen key, of course. And the instructions are here. And they're quite simple. I should just briefly show you them. It's quite steps 1, 2, 3, and so forth. It's fairly simple to put together. You just actually put that there together like this, and the wheels in, and then you put the chair together, basically, and just lift the chair on top of that, if I remember correctly. And anyway, it will go together very nicely. Shows you how to put the arms on there, if you can see, and shows you about the how to fix that at the plate at the bottom there. That would be that plate over there. It's fairly simple. And voila, there you put the chair on top of that, and there you go. And aftercare tips means probably don't sit on it, put it in the cupboard, cover it in plastic, and it will last a real long time. But if you use it, probably about 3 years, if that, who knows. We'll see. But look at this is the sort of thing, material, which probably will wear, I should imagine, at the front of the seat. But we'll see how that goes. And I'll show you it when it's all put back together so you can see the finished product. And there's the chair all put together. And didn't take very long at all. Allen keys supplied and all the screws. I think there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 screws, I believe. 4 for the bottom base and 3 for each arm. And then you have a cover that you put on the arms. So there it is, a cherry tree. And the other chair I had before, obviously, was a cherry tree too. So that's hopefully this one will last a bit longer. Now it has the tilt button on the side. If you look at the side there, you can see the tilt button that will push, that will make the back go back and forth. And it has the up and down handle underneath, obviously, as you saw before. And you can go up and down on it. And it says, look, flame retardant, look at that. Amazing. Now, this is not a gaming chair. This is just an office chair. And like I say, gaming chairs are a little bit overpriced for what they really are. And I've tried a gaming chair before, and I haven't been able to play games even better than what I used to play. I still get killed, so we can't have that. So there it is, the cherry tree, and I'll let you know if there's any problems with it. But there it is, £139 that was, from Amazon. Fairly quick delivery. The chair doesn't seem all that quality, but it's pretty good quality for the price, I believe. So, yeah. Take it easy, guys. See you around.